I want you to begin today by thinking for a minute about a time when you were working. You're working on some project or responsibility. Maybe you were grading papers, and some of you were standing in front of class doing something else, right? Or maybe you were working, making phone calls, or you were leading a meeting at work. Just whatever kind of work you were doing, picture yourself doing that this week. And now that you're thinking about that, imagine an interruption. An interruption comes along as you're concentrating. The phone rings. Somebody needs a paper signed. Your boss wants to talk to you for a minute. How does that make you feel when you get interrupted like that? What does that feel like? Think about that feeling. And I will admit that interruptions bother me too. They do. Jesus is about to interrupt the lives of four men in the scripture that we are going to read today. And the funny thing to me about it is they don't seem angry or upset about the interruption. And to me, that seems amazing. Let's read Mark 1, 14 through 20. And now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And as Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went a little farther, and he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I still remember vividly the first time that I saw Star Wars: A New Hope. I was 15 years old in the movie theater. I don't know, I'll bet all of you are like me. Do you remember back in the day when the last book you read or the last movie you saw was the greatest movie or book ever written or created? You remember that, how you used to feel like that? that's the way I felt about Star Wars. And I went back to the theater several times before it left, and I bought the VHS tape as soon as it was available. You remember VHS tapes? No? Daniel, do you know what a VHS tape is? No, you don't. That's what I figured. I wore the videotape out and then eventually got the DVD, and I have not yet gotten a Blu-ray of it. But I really love the movie. And I began to read books that were from the Star Wars universe. And I really, at that time, I wasn't equipped to understand why I liked the movie so much. And as more movies came out, I liked those. And there have been some of the movies that I didn't like as well. But always I felt a kinship with these characters in this book. And as I grew older, I studied and began to think about it. And I began to read about George Lucas, who wrote these books and then, or wrote the scripts really, he didn't write books, and put the movies together. And I began to understand some of what he was doing. I think he surveyed the landscape of the world in 1977, and he realized that a lot of people were not learning morally the difference between good and evil. And so George borrowed from several different faith traditions. Indeed, there are biblical themes that he took right out of the Bible and wrote into this epic drama, which is multiple movies now, as you know. He saw a world that needed a new way to understand the difference between good and evil, and this movie kind of stepped into that vacuum. I'm so excited because this story that captivated me as a teenager, John and I went and saw the most recent movie, The Last Jedi, right before Christmas, and he is just as excited about it as I am. We really enjoyed seeing it. And one of the hallmarks of each of the films is, like our scripture today, the calling of disciples. Jesus called these first disciples that we just read about, and in these movies, disciples are also called. And as I told you before, these four men immediately dropped what they were doing. I mean, he left his dad in the boat with the hired men and walked off to follow Jesus. And that has always been something that I couldn't believe. Because, you know, if you're like me, when the Jehovah's Witnesses come to call, I say, sure, I'd like to spend a few minutes talking to you about how many people are going to actually go to heaven as soon as I finish unloading these fish. I'll spend a moment with you talking about that. Or none of these guys in the Bible took a brief time out to talk to Jesus while they were glancing back at the boat at the work that they needed to finish. None of that is mentioned. And none of them says, well, let me give my 2 weeks' notice and then I'll catch up with you. And isn't it interesting that these disciples immediately followed Jesus? Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you fish for people. Immediately, the Bible says, they left their nets and followed him. The same kind of thing, similar things, happen in these Star Wars movies. This on the top is Luke. He was the very first person called in Star Wars A New Hope. Old Obi-Wan Kenobi asked him if he would come with him to Alderaan and help save the galaxy. Rey is a scavenger. She lives on a desert planet, and she was asked to come and help save the galaxy in a way. And the thing that's different about their calling was that they kind of went reluctantly. They didn't want to go. I mean, Luke flat turned down Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't want to go to Alderaan and save the galaxy. I'm a moisture farmer. I need to do my work here at home, right? A moisture farmer. I guess on a desert planet, what you farm is water. Try to make water. Rey is a scavenger. I mean, she's got no prospects, neither did Luke, but yet they didn't immediately drop what they were doing. You know, throughout the series, what these two disciples are called to do is learn the ways of the Force and help save the galaxy. And let's talk about what the Force is in these movies. It's a kind of a divine power that draws on a number of different mystical traditions. But what's interesting to me is It is the power that is found everywhere of good versus evil. It is the power that holds good and evil in balance. It represents the promise of ultimate unity and the notion that those who know how to use the force can tap into the infinite. That sounds very much like the Holy Spirit to me. It sounds like the Holy Spirit. And remember, as I'm doing this, I'm trying to describe to you and help you understand why I always loved these movies. Why did I always love these movies? Maybe part of it is because the Force is similar to the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of God that we can all get behind, that unites us, that helps us know the difference between good and evil, that's the Holy Spirit that Jesus left to be our advocate, to be our guide. The Holy Spirit guides us to make good choices, and while that Spirit connects us with God, it's not exactly the same thing in all of the old Star Wars films as the Force. It's not exactly the same thing. But in this latest Star Wars film, that changed. The Last Jedi has a different, let's call it, theology of the Force, a different understanding of it. When you watched that first film I saw when I was 15, Star Wars: A New Hope, all the way up through The Force Awakens, which was a couple of years ago, the Force was always something that only the insiders had. Only if your last name was Skywalker, you know, in the early films, could you understand or maybe control the Force. But in this new film, that changed. In the past, very few people were chosen. And in the past, if you were going to understand the Force, then you had to go to a special Jedi temple, and you had to study these old books, and you had to practice. It's not like our Holy Spirit exactly, but there are some similarities. Because if we're going to be the best Christians we can be, we have to have faith, right? Certainly, we need faith. And we practice rituals here in worship that remind us of God and God's power and God's stories and empower us to go out into the world and share those stories. Most important of all, because of our Savior Jesus Christ, all of us have access to the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. And that's not like the story, but in The Last Jedi, I got really excited because Luke Skywalker, who's a lot older since the very first film, has this disciple, Rey, and he says to her, "Access the Force within you." Wow, that is completely different than all of the other things that they had talked about. I think it was the Force within James and John and Andrew and Peter that immediately made it possible for them drop what they were doing and follow. But if you're thinking about this Star Wars universe, after that, in this Last Jedi film, suddenly the Force is available to everyone. And that leads me to my favorite scene in the movie. And it was so awesome when Tristan was squirming in his chair wanting to tell me about the last scene. How many of you have seen The Last Jedi? All right. Who is in the last scene, Daniel? Do you remember the very last scene? Who is it? A little boy is in the very last scene, and he has helped in the story. That's not the first time he was in the story. But what does he do, Chris? He picks up a broom with the Force. That is like my Holy Spirit. I mean, why do we like this Star Wars film or any good Star Wars film or any film that we watch? What is it about that film that makes us understand it, love it, and enjoy it so much? And I think what makes it so compelling is because the story has some beauty that I'm longing for. That story has something that I want, that I feel that I need. It's a beauty that Christians celebrate every Sunday, and Christians of every race, in every country, in nearly every language. It's the beauty of God choosing the least to do the work that needs to be done, creating and healing in the world. One of the reasons I think that I loved these films all these years is because Star Wars had that beauty in it. That good does triumph over evil when good people stand up and ask for change. When good people stand up and say, we're not going to do that way anymore. We're going to change the world. And you and I follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit, which guides us in knowing right from wrong, which guides us in bringing unity and inclusion to the world. It is the beauty of the gospel. And that movie, The Last Jedi, reminded me of it again. And I follow God wherever God leads me. And maybe, Chris, I will use that force called the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen.